views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
BLQ. The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, beautiful souls out there. It's great to be back with you today. I'm Dr. Jen, and today I've really been looking forward to this. We haven't done this in a while, and today the focus is on energy healing. And during this episode, I'm going to invoke Archangels Michael and Raphael to join us in an energy healing, a distant energy healing session. So, if you're catching this on the archive, it's still good. The energy is the energy. We're putting that energy out there. This is an interesting month, and I feel like this is a great time to do this today because there is a lot of emotional upheaval a bit for July. I know we just went into our new moon yesterday, July 15th, and it, you know, it's really bringing up the emotions and some healing that we need to deal with. I mean, that's just an emotional sign and energy there. Some people may feel that, well, I don't have that happen to me. That's okay. You still have them. Maybe you just have a strength or a stamina, or are they buried very deeply? The energy of July has been really pushing us to really put things out on top of the table, so to speak, and address them, not avoided them. So if you're feeling a bit all over the place with that, you know, take a deep breath and cut yourself a little bit of slack here, because it is bringing up things that need to be addressed, maybe things that you haven't wanted to address in a very long time. And it's just time to heal those. So in an effort here on my intentions to help you and to help me and to help all of us here that are going through so many different trials and challenges, we're also going through great change and transformation. I really want to point that out. There's always both going on. And sometimes we get so caught up in what's happening that upsets us or distresses us, and then we end up focusing more energy on that, we've lost sight of all the wonderful things that are happening as well. Because through big change, through big challenge, there's always a strength that will come through, and there's always something that can be done better. We can improve. We can grow on our soul, you know, level our journey. We can become more aware. We can become a person that cares about what's happening out there in the world. We can care about ourselves more. So this can go on and on and on. Now, for those that are new to energy healing, there's lots of different ways to do that. Probably the most common form that you would recognize the term would be Reiki. And it's not the only style. That is a type of energy healing. I do use that one, but I use a lot of many styles. I use a variety, and I use unique, and I never seem to do it the same way twice, because no situation is the same that I've experienced personally. Now, that's my style. So today, I mean, I don't have like notes or anything here. All I have is that intention for energy healing to reach out to everyone out there that's tuning into this show. And you can extend that out to anyone that you want to share it with, because this is an unlimited energy that can help lift all of us. Now, energy, for people that do energy healing like myself, or if you're all about energy healing, it's getting to the root cause of the energetic pattern that causes the imbalance. And that can be in the physical body, it can be emotional, it can be spiritual, it can be mental, it could be any of those. But energy is energy. Your thoughts are energy. Just to give a quick overview on what we're talking about here. Energy is energy. It is what drives and moves everything in this world. It's what binds together to form and manifest into something. So you hear us talking in the metaphysical world here. We talk about, you know, focusing your thoughts, because we're wanting you to focus. We're trying to help you understand that if your thoughts are energy, you know, we want to shift those thoughts into what you want that energy to be. And we're not ignoring that things happen. We are intending to focus on some positive to shine light. So this can happen every day. We have people that, I don't know how to stop worrying. I don't know how to stop being concerned about tomorrow, a fear of, and that's an energy too, but it's a very stuck energy. It's more of a lockdown of energy. You just feel frozen. You don't want to do anything. So today, I have specifically asked before we went on the air for Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael to help today with the energy healing. Now, if you're listening and, you know, you're either driving or if you're driving, you can think about this, make a mental list in your head. But if you have the opportunity to jot down and what your intentions are and what you would like to ask healing for in your life or for someone else. Now, we can't control another person because we all have free will, but we can pray for them and we can send them love and we can send them healing light, and we can do that. And so this show is about doing that, receiving some for yourself and then passing it along and sharing it with others. This will have an archive. So if you are tuning in halfway through, or you want to save this episode, you can listen to it again, or you can share it with other people that you feel would benefit from this. This is about sending out some healing and some positive out there to help us with what's going on with all the shifts and changes. And some of the stuff is radical and a bit scary out there. And well, this is a very empowering thing you can do for it. So I want to tell you, there is always a solution to every problem. I believe that 100%. There is always a solution. Nothing stays the same. Nothing that I've ever seen stays the same. Everything always shifts and changes. One of the things that can be bumpy is if we are afraid to choose and shift with it, or adjust, or grow into something new, learn something new, change it up. Now what? Okay? Now what do we do? You know, now you're not moving forward. You're kind of digging in and you're not moving. So this can cause you to feel a lot of upheaval, a lot of emotional distress. Your body will actually start to tell you, I'm not feeling so good in this energy. This is really stuck. This is stagnant. I mean, who wants to stay in stagnant? Can you imagine, you know, water that's stagnant, or, you know, you wouldn't go swimming in that, right? Well, think of that with the energy. That's what's happening. You're just stuck in it. We want to send out energy healing today for clearing all of that. And I'm going to be walking you through that. I'm going to be very impromptu with it, because I'm going to allow Michael and Raphael to tell me, you know, or guide me to guide you, so to speak. So I honestly don't know what's going to happen during the show either. You are welcome to call in if you have questions or you would like to put in a request for healing. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We will take your calls if you'd like to call in. This is about healing. What situation in your life could use some balancing? What are you afraid to make a choice on? Things like this. Are you having a physical illness that you're trying to work through? Get to the root cause of the energy behind it and let that support you in your healing. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I see we have a caller in the queue, so we will take that caller when we come back. We're talking about distant energy healing. We're going to do that today with Archangels Michael and Raphael. I'm Jen Royster, and you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WBLQ. You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hope.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you are just tuning in, welcome to the Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is distant energy healing, which we will be doing today during the episode. And I'm bringing in and invoking the assistance of Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael for the energy healing. And so that's the topic. And we have a caller in the queue, don't we, Brian? Let's bring on...
Well, she actually hung up, so if she will call back, I will put her right through. Laura from New York, call back if you would.
Okay, so she may have had to go. That's okay. We'll keep plugging. Let me know if she comes back. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Now, let's get back to this. Now, energy healing. We're talking about the energy behind what's happening, okay? Whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual, mental, any of that. Energy healing is very, very powerful because even in science, they prove that your mindset, your positive thinking, your optimism, that promotes health. It just does. It promotes health. If you are focusing negatively, or, you know, it's always the glass half empty, you know, you tend to have more tension in the body. You tend to have more of a stomach ache, whatever it might be. This affects your health. It affects your health. What is your outlook on life? What is your perspective? These things matter. Now, you know, when you're going in and you're looking for what's the root cause of the imbalance, okay? As an intuitive energy healer, I'm scanning the energy field of a person, an animal, you know, whatever it might be, you know, even the plants and trees. But with people, you're scanning that field to see if there's something going on, because we all have an energy field around us. Anything that lives and has life in it, a life force, has an energy field. There's energy even around objects such as furniture that, you know, you can see that, you know, with the right equipment in a science lab, but energy is around everything. Even those molecules are bound together and they're holding in a, you know, bound form, but they can see them moving when you get all the way down to that level. So see, everything is an energy. Now, what is the energy of your perspective on life? Let's start with that. That's very important. What is your attitude about things in life? What is your approach? What is your response, or what is your reaction? What causes you to be in the mood you're in? Now, like I said earlier, this month, we just had the new moon in Cancer, so that's an emotional sign. You know, you may be feeling a little bit more of some of the emotions. What I find that it's doing as well is, if there's any work to be done on our shadow side, and everybody has a shadow side, everybody does. You probably don't want the world to see it, but, you know, everybody has a side to them that, you know, we call the shadow. It might not be, you know, the positive reaction, or, you know, it's those things about us that make us a human being, okay? Let's keep it real. What do we do most of the time with that shadow? And I wrote an article. It's on my website. I posted it last night if you want to read this later. But what are we doing with that? We're usually keeping it hidden, or we don't like that part of us. And that's actually detrimental, the way I see it. We need to acknowledge that side of us. We need to say, okay, I am really angry about that, or I am feeling a bit, you know, you need to acknowledge it. It's part of you. And that way, when you do that and you allow it to be part of you, I'm not saying go out and, you know, break the law and do all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm saying, let's keep this real here, but, you know, address that you have these feelings about something that may not be positive. Let's be honest about that. And send that the healing. Send that the love, so you can release it. So you can release and heal and move forward. That is a big one. And it's a much bigger issue than people acknowledge. They don't want to acknowledge it. They don't want to accept that part of them most of the time. It's like, that's, you know, I don't want to be like that, so I'm just going to shove that under the rug. And then, you know, it creeps up and, you know, nags at you or bites you somehow, some way. It'll, you know, cause a bit of stress or something in your life. Or if you've held it, now it explodes. I mean, we don't want to do that either. So, you know, listen to it. Listen to why that side of you. And this is a good month to do it here, okay? That's why I'm addressing it as well, because the new moon is, okay, this is when we want something new in our life. So when you go there and you just go, okay, let's sit down and talk about this. Let's just get this ugly out on the table and deal with it. Now you're not avoiding life. You're not avoiding yourself. And you can actually do something about healing it. It's very empowering to do that. Most of the time, we're trying to find some way to avoid all these parts of us. I mean, that's what a lot of, you know, addiction behavior is about. You're just trying to avoid and escape, or, you know, you just want to drink it away, or you just want to smoke it away, or whatever it is you want to do. That's not a dealing with it. It doesn't go away when you do that. It's actually hiding from your own shadow self. And that's what we want to put some healing into as well. Because a new moon means let's go in a new direction and move forward positively. So it looks like we do have another caller. Let's bring on Juanita from Kansas, Brian.
You're on the air with Jen. What's your question?
Hi, Dr. Jen. I'm so glad to be on the show.
Well, welcome to the show, Juanita. So what can we do for you?
Hold on just a moment. I had to turn the phone up a little bit. I'm trying to make my relationship with my daughter better. She's been through a lot. She's had a lot of health problems in the last 3 to 4 years, mm-hmm. and she actually had autoimmune encephalitis, and she almost died. And she wasn't in the same state as I was. She was, you know, a few states away. And you actually helped me to get her through this because you were saying prayers for her. I don't know if you know that was me. Or that was my daughter that I was talking about. But
it's good to hear the feedback on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just told me all the angels were around her, and you know, I just that helped me a lot. But the thing is, my daughter was living with me for a year, and she's not getting the help that I think she needs. I mean, it's available to her, but she's kind of taken another path where she doesn't want to really work on, you know, trying to regain her. Mm-hmm. She can't walk very well. She can walk, but she likes to use a wheelchair a lot too. And, you know, her speech is not what it used to be and stuff. But the thing is, up until a month ago, she was here, and I've been trying to get her, to change maybe. And I know that doesn't work, mm-hmm. but now she's not living here, and I feel bad. But you know, we couldn't live together, but I want to send her healing from where she's at now.
Okay. I got a good gist on what's going on. Okay. I recall this, I think, through social media somewhere. But
yes.
I think that's what I think so. But this is what I'm getting and I want to give to you. And this goes out to everybody that may be in a similar situation, because when we have a child we love so much, and yes, when they're an adult child, not so much living together can actually cause more tension, okay? Because everybody in the household at this point is trying to be an adult. And that's like too many of the same in one spot. So it wasn't that she didn't love you and you didn't love her. That was absolutely there. But she has a challenge that's a health challenge energetically. So let's get back to that, because you want to truly send her love and healing and help her and support her. The biggest thing, and the biggest thing that's probably the most challenging for a parent, is that you have to, when you can't be there because they're an adult now, we give that in prayer up to the universe, and we ask the angels to look in on them, and then we have to let go and trust that they can be there when we cannot. Because they can be with them where they're not with you physically. And we have to release that physical control of it, so to speak. Now, we ask for her to be lifted in her highest and best energy, and we will send that out today during the show to her. What is it okay to ask for a first name?
Her name is Sunny. Sunny. S-U-N-N-Y.
Okay. I've written it down. I'm bringing it into the physical here in front of me because Sunny's journey is Sunny's journey. It's her journey where you have your own journey. And when we raise a child, we're trying to, you know, still raise them and we have to let go a little bit. She's working through a particular soul journey with the illness. But at the same time, we can absolutely send all the support we can possibly send to her. And that is what we are going to do. We have to release, when we ask for help, it's kind of like giving the gift of her to the angels, like give it to them. And then you have to let go and allow them to do it the way they're going to do it. Now, I have to go to break. We ran out of time. I have to go to break. So I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you this, Juanita. I want you to know that you can trust, but you have to let go so they can take it on and be with her and know and see and visualize her at all times in her perfect health. And that is exactly what you want to do. And I have to go really quick because I'm getting break. So thank you so much for calling in. And we are going to definitely send that to her today.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Juanita. Bye-bye. We are going to take a short break. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. We are working with distant energy healing and the archangels Michael and Raphael. We'll be right back after the break.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, I want to welcome you to the show. We, you know, I want to say thank you to all the listeners. It amazes me sometimes, you know, the listeners that we have and that have been with us for several years. And I want you to know I appreciate you, and I send you a lot of love and healing as well. But I want to let you know, now, in this segment, we're going to do the energy, distant energy healing in the last segment. So in this segment, I want everybody to listen up because we want to get ready for that. I want you to think about what you want to ask healing for, or who, or a situation. If you have a way to write it down and make some notes, I've done that here. And, you know, from the last caller, we have Sunny and we have Mom Juanita on the healing list, so that can be done, you know, during the show. But you don't have to make sure I know it, because there would be no way everybody could get all those names in. I want you to write it down on a piece of paper, bring it into the physical world to let the universe know very clearly what you're asking healing for. That's all you have to do, because it's the energy, it's the universal, it's you know, the angels that you're asking, and Raphael is the one that will be working with the healing. However, we want to work with Michael first. And Michael is going to put us in a setting where it's very safe, we're protected, we're shielded up, so to speak, so we don't have to worry about something, you know, getting in that shouldn't and all of that. But Michael cuts those cords that are toxic, because that's part of healing too, really. Sometimes we're removing to heal, and sometimes we're adding in. And so I like to do both. I like to remove toxic energy. I like to clear out debris and clutter, chaos, fear, all of that good stuff. Archangel Michael is absolutely the one for that. I love, love, love working with that angel. He works with healers quite a bit because of what we're doing in healing, and it is part of healing. We are working to clear debris out. If you're going to remodel something, you've got to clear out the old before you rebuild it. We're doing the same thing here with the healing. So anything that is heavy, toxic, draining, if you're feeling worn out, if something feels so high maintenance, are you just dreading every time you have to do it? It has an energy heaviness to you. You know, some people say, well, that's my job every day. Well, yes. Okay. I understand that. But you can actually clear the heaviness, even if it's a job that, you know, you don't really want to stay in forever and you're looking for something else. You can lighten that up so it can be more of a positive experience in spite of what the job is. You can do that. Our energy field is tremendously affected by everything that we encounter in the world. For me, I work with the technology a lot, but if you're around computers and, you know, Wi-Fi signals and all of that stuff and cell phones and everything, I actually feel all that stuff, and it will make me, I will feel that at the end of a day. I cannot just sit and be with the technology all day long. I have to get up and have my breaks. I use nature. I go outside. I walk along. I have the blessing of walking along the beach with the salt water. Grounding, getting with earth, you know, that works for me. I have to do that periodically throughout the day. even year round in the winter, I have to. I can't just stay working nonstop without clearing that off because I feel it. I wonder sometimes. Now, I'm highly sensitive and highly intuitive, so I can feel all those little nuances. I can feel the television if it's turned on or off. An electrical storm coming, boy, I can feel that. You know, all of those things. But how many other people are feeling that and they don't even realize that's what's happening to them? You could do a test with that. Because there's so much technology in our lives today, take breaks anyway and see if it makes a difference in your energy level. See if it does help. I use quartz crystal around my technology and that helps me as well. It helps the computer protect it from me because sometimes, you know, I've been known to blow those motherboards. Oh, yes. But when you're making this list, you're looking at what do you want to clear up? What is it that is troubling you? What decision are you trying to make? What emotion is yanking you all over the place that you need to deal with and work out and let go? What is it you're trying to let go of, move past? What are you trying to forgive and you're having a hard time? These are the things to ask for the energy healing on. Now, write it down. If it's about yourself, if it's about a situation, or if you're concerned about a loved one or a friend, put that name down. Just put that down. We're not trying to control the friend or the family member. We are sending it to the universe. We're sending it to the angels. And then we let go of it. And we trust that they're going to look in on it. Because what we think they should do may not work out. It may not be what they need to experience for their soul growth. We don't know all those things because it's not our journey and it's not ours to live. When you're trying to live another person's journey, you're going to get very frustrated pretty regular. It's just going to happen. That's, you know, we can love people and we feel that they need certain things, but it's not our choice for them. They have to do that. They have to want that. They have to decide that. So there's a free will that we've all been given. And we have a tendency to try to bend the rules on that. And it just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. Now, when you are very concerned about someone, absolutely let them know that you love them and you just want them to be okay. But don't give them pity. And be careful when you're concerned about someone that you're not giving them, you know, an energy of, I don't think you're doing this right. And I think you should change. You know, if you're coming across that way, you know, you might get tuned out very quickly. And that's not really helping anything, is it? So in these situations, we have to just surrender it. I've had to do this a few times and I know how hard it is, but when I've had to do this for someone I love very much, I've just said, you know what? I love them. I believe in them. And I focus. Now, here's the energy healing part I want to make sure you hear. I focus on one aspect of them that I know is beautiful. I know is the light within that I can connect to. That's part of me. That's part of them. That's part of that divine mind. It's in everybody. They may not be feeling it or be connected to it, but it's in there. No matter what you're seeing outside on the physical world, focus on that part. Because guess what? You focus on that part, and it might take you back to a time when you remember them being happy and good or whatever. Whatever helps you to keep your focus there. Take it off the worry and concern and what you think they should be doing and move it to this light within them, whether they know it's there or not. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to call them and make sure they hear it. You just need to do that and send it with intention of love and release them, surrender them to their higher self. Let their higher self work with them, with their angels. This is one of the most powerful things you can do to help someone. It may not feel like it because you're not controlling anything. So that would be working on you releasing control of something you can't control. This is powerful healing. This is what you do. When I do this, I see amazing things. And a lot of times it's the least direction or reaction that I would ever have expected. And by golly, it works. You know, I would have never been able to figure that out. I'm just happy that I released it. Thank goodness I let it go and quit trying to be in the middle of it. Because now you're hindering it. You don't want to get in the way. I remember it being described to me when I was a child, like, don't get in the middle, don't get in the way of the Holy Spirit is the way it was described to me. Well, don't get in the way of the divine energy, of the love energy. Don't get in the way of divine love. Release it to divine love and trust it. That's going to be the hard part for you. It absolutely will. So we're going to take a short break here in just a moment. Boy, these shows go faster and faster. I'm telling you, I'm starting to wonder if they're actually as long as they used to be. But they seem like they go so fast. But make your list about what you want for the healing, because when we come back in the last segment, we're going to do the distant energy healing. You can listen to this while you're driving, but I want you to be safe. You know, don't go meditative too much if you're driving, or you can save it and listen to the archive later. My intention is to infuse all of this energy into the recording as well. So whenever you're listening to it, or how many times you want to listen to it, you're going to have it. So get ready while we're on the break. And when we come back, we're going to do the healing. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're going to be doing distant energy healing with Archangels Michael and Raphael when we come back after break. We'll be right back.
We've already said
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Hey.
y'all. We're back for the last segment. And if you're just tuning in, we are going to do a distant energy healing right now. I'm going to guide you through that. I'm invoking Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael to guide me, to guide you. So if you've missed the show and you want to listen to the whole thing, be sure to grab the archive, or you can listen to this later during the archive. Now, if you're driving, just be safe, but you can absolutely listen to this. But I want you to think about the list that, or what you wanted to ask healing for. Now, that's what we were doing in the last segment. You should have a good idea what you want to ask for. You should have that in your mind. And we're bringing all of our focus onto that right now. Because what I'm doing over here is I'm revving up here to send out energy healing. If there's healers out there that do energy healing, please do join me, because this is a love that we want to send out to everybody in humanity and let it carry throughout the world. So the more the merrier. If you're out there, everybody, even if you're not a healer, you can do this. This is not privy to anybody. This is sending and sharing love unlimited, okay? Unconditionally. Now you're focused on what you need to ask for, what you would like to ask for, your concerns, your worries, your fears. And we're going to bring in Michael first, and we're going to ask him to help set this up so we can receive divine love. But first, we have to clear out some of the lower frequencies and energies that are in the way, the toxic cords, the attachments, the sad feelings, the thoughts. We have to do that. So Michael, please, I ask you to come in and guide all of us to release those painful memories, those things that have hurt us, that are holding us back, those fears, those attachments, those, maybe it's a relationship that is just not healthy for you. Maybe it's time for you to move on. Maybe it's a situation, a group, an activity, an addiction, a habit. Are you denying yourself? Are you denying yourself health and you want it? Ask Michael to remove and clear all of that off right now. Just release you, just cutting it, letting it go. And take a deep breath in. Just take a deep breath in and receive that. Receive that freedom. Receive the freedom of not having all of that heavy burden on you right now. In this moment, feel light as a feather. Feel light as a feather. Feel free to move forward. And then, as you remember things that were painful in the past, once you've released this and healed it, you'll remember them. It's not like we're erasing your memory here. They won't hurt. They won't cause the pain anymore. You'll be able to reflect and objectively remember it without it causing the problem anymore. This works wonderful with traumas. It's a beautiful thing. Now, think about who or what you want energy for. And with every focus you could possibly conjure up in there, take it to your heart. Think about your heart, the love in your heart, the anger in your heart, whatever it might be. We're releasing the anger. But we want to open the heart without being afraid to feel. We don't want to be afraid of our emotions. If they come up, it's okay. They may come up over the next few days. You may resist them a little bit at first. You may go right through this very smoothly. Everybody's different. It depends on what's going on in there. But open up your heart and don't be afraid to feel all of it. Don't be afraid to feel that you miss someone that you lost. Don't be afraid to feel that you don't want to be alone or or that traumatic event really upset you and has affected you, don't be afraid to feel that, because we want to feel it to release it. And what we're going to do to really warm that up is we're going to ask Archangel Raphael to come in and fill us with that divine love, with that divine healing love that ignites the self-healing within us. We're looking for that spark of the divine within us. Like I was speaking about earlier in the show, you know, focus on that in someone else. Now you're focusing on it within yourself. It's like a flashlight. It's just bright. You might not see a very big one, but it's in there. Take it to the heart. Look for that glimmer of light and allow it to get bigger. And as it expands and it gets bigger, you're opening your heart to receive love. Allow it to open up. Let it go into all the little areas that feel dark. And Raphael comes in with his healing love, that beautiful physician of heaven, and he gently delivers this love to us and allows that energy to flow through into us. Let it connect into that spark of you that you see within your heart. Allow it to wrap around it, to feel like the biggest hug of love, whatever you want to call it, just in embracing. You feel safe, you feel comfort, you feel nurtured, you feel alive, you feel, I can do this. This hasn't got me down. I can do this. I can go forward because I'm worth it. And I can contribute to humanity in a positive way, with a positive attitude and a new direction. Allow this energy to just keep flowing in and filling every inch of your space. Allow it to keep growing. You see this beautiful light growing and getting stronger and more vibrant and brighter, and it gets larger and it expands beyond your physical body, and now you're inside of this incredible light. It's bigger than you, and it completely surrounds you. You are surrounded in love. You are surrounded in a high frequency of healing and light, and you can bask in this, and you can go to this place as often as you want to help restore, because every day on earth you're going to have some challenges that may make you feel a little off. But you can go to this place for 5 minutes and bring all of it back into balance and heal and go forward and rejuvenate yourself, rejuvenate your attitude toward things. It will help ignite your creativity to find new ideas and new pathways. So I leave you with that, and go for it. Go for your dreams. Let the healing begin. I'm bringing you back out of this now quickly because we are running out of time. I want to invite you guys to join me. I've been asked to come over and hang out with Dr. Pat on her show Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific. And looks like we might be doing some intuitive painting readings on the show again. That was so much fun when we did it before. So if you would like to come and hang out with me on the Dr. Pat Show, I'll be there at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Monday, this coming Monday. I have absolutely feel a huge amount of love and blessing in my heart right now for you. I want to thank you for listening to the show. Please do share the archive with others that could benefit from energy healing and a lift in their life. I encourage you to do this on a daily basis for a few minutes. You can find me at my website and join in and get on my newsletter list at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I have other guided meditations over there that you may enjoy that are free for download. I wish everyone the best and the most love that you could possibly imagine fill your entire life and those that you love. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.